if Catherine Gagnon felt herself at risk. If Catherine Gagnon felt herself or her lifestyle seriously in jeopardy, do you honestly believe there's a line she wouldn't cross? A person she wouldn't sacrifice to save herself? He stared at her mutinously, but Elizabeth wouldn't drop it. For his sake, she couldn't drop it. You don't believe it, Bobby. That's another reason you can't let Thursday night go. Because deep in your heart, you believe Catherine is capable of engineering the shooting of her husband. You're just not sure how she did it.
He was an abusive asshole.
How do you know?
She said...
She lies.
Dr. Rocco saw the bruises.
Who is Dr. Rocco? He flushed, chagrined.
Her ex-lover.
Elizabeth let that sink in. Then abruptly she switched gears. Why did you see Susan tonight? Bobby was clearly startled.
Because I felt like I owed it to her. After 2 years together, I should at least say goodbye in person.
What did she say? He shrugged.
Not much. I mean, we'd already broken up. What was left to say?
Did that disappoint you?
I don't understand.
When you went to meet her tonight, did you really want to finalize the end of the relationship, Bobby? Or did you secretly wish for something else? Did you wish that she would fight for you? Did you wish that she would beg you to stay? Did you wish, deep down inside, that she would love you so much she would not let you go?
I would never.
But he couldn't continue the protest. Caught off guard, stripped of his own defenses, he finally couldn't tell a lie. He whispered,
"How did you know?"
Someone you loved once left you and never looked back. Now all these years later, you're still waiting for people to leave, Bobby. In fact, the longer a woman stays, the more anxious it makes you. So you engineer little scenarios, little tests. The woman will either fight for you or she'll leave you. Either one eases your anxiety, at least temporarily.
Jesus,
he said quietly. When Catherine calls, you tell her to leave you alone, don't you?
Yeah.
But she doesn't go away. She fights to see you. She tells you she needs you. She reminds you of her poor sick son, and when you do show up, she makes sure you see her and Nathan together. For some men, I imagine she plays the sex card. But your female fantasy isn't a woman in black lace. Your fantasy is a woman who would never, ever abandon her child.